Well, I thought it was very interesting, Mary. Well, you know, Glenn Beck has this 9/12 project, which is really a political organizing project that he promotes on his Fox News show. And there's a website, you can go to it, just Google the 9/12 project and it'll take you there. And on the opening page, on the home page, you'll find a list of all the town hall meetings happening all over the country. And when the reporter from the St. Petersburg Times interviewed folks at the very town hall that you're talking about in your hometown that Arlene attended, you know, several of the folks who were acting up cited Glenn Beck as their inspiration and their reason for being there and trying to push their way into the room after it was filled to capacity. So what we have is a very unusual situation, and this 9/12 project is part of a larger sort of conflagration of astroturfing groups as opposed to grassroots groups. You know, AstroTurf is,
yes.
Those are groups that try to look like grassroots groups, but they are backed by corporate interests. And they're all part of what they call the Tea Party movement, and they are also all planning to gather in Washington, D.C. on September 12th.
And Glenn Beck, he's employed actually by Rupert Murdoch, isn't he?
He is employed by Rupert Murdoch, and Rupert Murdoch seems to have a heavy hand in all of this activity. I just last weekend spent in Pittsburgh at the Right Online Conference, which was the counter conference to Netroots Nation, and Netroots Nation is a big progressive bloggers convention. And at Right Online, it was sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, which is probably the brightest and shiniest of these astroturfing groups. And the second day of that conference was just a plenary of speakers, of 15 speakers. And of those 15 speakers, one-third of them were people who were employed in one way or another by Rupert Murdoch. And this is a political organizing conference at which I heard all manner of really outright lies about the health care bill. I heard incitement to violence. You have Murdoch employees up there saying, we're going to win this, and things like that.
We got it, Fox News or Wall Street Journal, because he owns now the Wall Street Journal.
That's right. Two of the Wall Street Journal columnists were there, John Fund and Stephen Moore. And they both gave speeches, and I interviewed John Fund after the conference about these threats of violence, which, of course, he minimized and said, well, this is just part of democracy, and tried to justify by saying that during the anti-war protests against the invasion of Iraq, that a couple of, you know, speakers' podiums were rushed at Columbia University and whatnot. But, I mean, we didn't, and Michelle Malkin gave me a very, who's also a Fox News contributor, gave me a very similar line where she contended that, you know, there had been threats of violence on the left during the war. But, you know, we didn't see people walking around with automatic weapons as we did at the Arizona town hall. We didn't see someone with a sign threatening to water the Tree of Liberty with the blood of somebody with a gun strapped to his leg. We didn't have, members of Congress, you know, really being and needing to be escorted out of their meetings under police escort. I mean, this is just beyond the pale, and nobody on the other side will even speak out about all of this brandishing of firearms.